Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and no one's disputing that the FDNY has done a lousy job of hiring blacks, Hispanics, and women over the years. The Justice Department filed a lawsuit against the city last April over discriminatory hiring and the use of the firefighter qualifying exam, and it was joined by the Vulcan Society, the Organization of Black Firefighters, and the Center for Constitutional Rights. The city then greatly expanded its minority recruitment efforts leading up to the latest exam, and the preliminary results look promising. The percentage of black and Hispanic candidates scoring in the top percentiles roughly doubled since 2002, the last time the test was offered. The head of the Vulcans, though, has been quoted saying the results are all smokescreen and mirrors. And we're joined now by Shayana Kadidal, a senior attorney at the Center for Constitutional Rights, who's also not so impressed, and Michael Aronson, Daily News editorial board member, who's a little more up on this, or a little more bullish on this. And Shayana and Michael, welcome both of you back. Shayana, and Michael, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
So, Shayana, are you disputing the results where just over 30% of the top 4,000 applicants are black and Hispanic, or disputing that it's a big improvement over the last test in 2002?
Well, you know, I mean, there's no question that it's an improvement. The last test in 2002, I believe only about 14% of the people who, you know, scored in the likely to be hired range were minorities, blacks, Latinos, Asians. But the numbers, you know, the starting point for these numbers is pretty terrible. It's important to keep in mind that New York City is majority minority, so 27% of the labor pool is black, 27% is African American. You contrast that to the numbers that the department put out for its most recent demographics of the department as a whole right now, about 6% Latino and roughly 3% African American. Those are terrible numbers, and so, you know, incremental improvements aren't really going to get the job done.
But do you also think that it's all smokescreen and mirrors, as the head of the Vulcan said?
Well, I mean, there's some element to that, right? You know, first of all, they redesigned this test radically and did it probably in anticipation of litigation. You know, so there's still a large component of the test that's basically a very SAT-like test in the same manner as the older tests that, you know, traditionally these tests have had a pretty strong impact on minorities and haven't really been proven to have any relationship to the job of being a firefighter. You know, but beyond that, that's sort of our larger objection to these kind of tests on the whole, is that there really isn't any indication that a paper and pencil test is a good way to pick a good firefighter.
So, Michael Aronson, I saw the Daily News had an editorial today that applauds the preliminary results and urges the Justice Department to drop its lawsuit.
Right. The point we made is, as we made back in the spring, I think the last time I was in the program with my fellow guests.
That's right.
Is the Department of Justice was coming in and suing after the city had taken measures to improve the numbers. As my associate said, the numbers are very off. It's 90% white. And that's historically been, you know, the way the fire department is made up. The police department in the 1940s was like that, 1950s. They then did a very active, very widespread recruitment, and now the demographic makeup of the police force is much closer to the city as a whole. Everyone agrees that the fire department is more of a, not the word clannish, but more of a kind of a an insular a grouping where it's, you know, father to uncle to son, even the Vulcans. And you ask the head of the Vulcans, how did you become a firefighter? My father and my uncle were firefighters. Well, if you start with a situation where only a tiny number of firefighters are black, maybe their kids and relatives will join up, but you're not really expanding the pool. And that's exactly what the city did this year. They basically cast a wider net. And if you look at the statistics that came out, it wasn't just the number of black and Hispanic, basically non-white men candidates scoring in the higher ranks. It was the absolute numbers of people taking the test.
Mm-hmm.
About 13,000 whites took the test in 2002, and about 13,000 whites took the test this time. But the numbers of blacks and Hispanic applicants was up by, you know, two or three times.
So Shayana says you need to go even further than that because there's so little relationship between what the test tests the written test and the actual job of being a firefighter. Well, do you want to defend the connection?
Well, that's not up to me. That's up to state law. State law, and it's not about firefighters. It's about all civil service jobs. I mean, the tradition was that, you know, instead of just giving these jobs out to your friends, you had to find a way to rank the applicants. And, you know, over the past 100 years, it's developed, well, we'll give them a written test. And it's not just firefighters. There's a written test for every civil service position in the state of New York.
Can you be specific, Shana, on what it is about the written test that you think filters out African-Americans and Hispanics and women unfairly?
Sure. Well, I mean, I can't really speak to women. We haven't studied that question so closely, and I don't know what the numbers are for impact.
So this is about race.
But for minorities, basically all cognitive tests across the board, even ones that are better designed than New York's test, which is designed in-house by DCAS, all cognitive tests have about a one standard deviation impact on minorities. And you know, that probably relates back ultimately to the fact that there are worse educational opportunities in the public school systems, especially in big cities, for minorities. But, you know, these tests, basically, the cognitive part of the current test and the old test, which were all cognitive tests, are basically like SAT tests. You know, they're testing, you know, essentially college-level sort of abstract thinking skills that aren't really the sort of things that you need to do well on the job as a firefighter. The job of a firefighter is really about doing sort of simple calculations, but doing them under a tremendous amount of sort of real-world, in-your-face, you know, pressure. And that's the sort of, you know, thing where you really can't use a paper and pencil test to test effectively. This has always been an apprenticeship-type job. You know, historically, people have apprenticed their way into the fire department, and that's how you could tell whether someone was going to be good, because you'd see them on the actual doing actual job tasks. And we'd like to see something like that, you know, a two-year program at CUNY or something like that that leads straight into the department, where people who haven't done well on SAT-like tests and haven't had a great educational background in whatever, you know, inner-city school district they came from could still think, well, if I go through this and I work hard at it and I succeed in the program, eventually I'll get the job.
But the same would apply to other departments, the Department of Corrections, which actually is far more than 27% black.
That's 60%.
So no one's saying, well, that number needs to come down. It's what people are trending towards. And I think, and the Daily News, what we think is that, you know, there's going to be in each hiring class now with this new test a significantly more number of minorities. And that, over time, is going to, pardon the expression, change the complexion of the department.
Right,
so
but maybe close. They hire all 4,000 in 4 years.
Let me finish. Sure. So what that means is the next time the test comes around, we won't be talking about a 90% white department. Maybe it will be a 78%. And that will encourage even more non-whites to take the test. I think if you had 13,000 blacks take the test, as though you have 13,000 whites and 13,000 Hispanics, you would end up at 27, 27, 27. The problem is the number of people taking the test. Look at the numbers. No one is denying or excluding non-whites from taking the test. We have been. We must have wrote six or seven editorials saying up until January, sign up, take the test. It's a great job. You get great benefits. The work is flexible. I mean, it's hard and it's dangerous at times, but it's great benefits. Retire with 20 years with a full pension. And they were targeting black and Hispanic neighborhoods and communities to say, come on, young people, do this. If you had 13,000 blacks take the test, I'm convinced, I mean, I study statistics, we can't prove it, that you would have a much higher yield.
Let me tell our listeners that we've got about 5 minutes for some calls on this if you want to get right in. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Robert in Queens, you're on WNYC. Anybody out there who has taken the test or is a firefighter? 212-433-9692. Hi, Robert.
Hello, Brian. I actually have a friend who just took the test, and he passed, and he's eligible to be hired, although his number is not necessarily high enough that he can easily expect a job, and he's black, as am I. I actually agree more with the guy from from the Daily News, because one of the things that has kept people or would pretty much always keep people out of taking the test is that it's something that you don't see a lot of black firefighters, you don't see a lot of Hispanic firefighters.
So it was seen as not a welcoming environment, not a place where we go or can go, and so they wouldn't even take the test.
Absolutely.
So is recruiting then, rather than the test itself, the issue, Robert?
Well, I think that's a large part of the issue. And simply, the more increases there are in the numbers of firefighters, the more it will be seen as something that would be open uh-huh. to people. And it's not just also a non-welcoming place. It's also just been a it's more of a culture, how the culture has developed. You know, you had a lot of Irish firefighters, for instance.
Right. Robert, thank you very much. Shana, you agree with that?
Well, you know, I mean, the problem is that even if they hire all 4,000 people off this new list, you know, and that group of, you know, people is about 12% African-American, you'll still have a department that's only 6% African-American by 2012. So to some extent, I think, you know, this is much like the school desegregation debates that people were having in the 50s. How fast should the courts push in order to, you know, get the sort of, you know, get past that initial sort of segregated situation? And we feel, I think, that we need to push much more strongly, because you're right, the biggest recruiting problem is the terrible existing numbers.
Josh in Brooklyn, a firefighter. You're on WNYC. Hi, Josh.
How are you?
All right.
Well, you know, I've been on a job for 12 years, 13 years. Almost universal concern among firemen is the social engineering that is taking place in the test itself. This idea that they're going to be able to fix a test in one way or the other, so that, in a sense, so essentially that they can get more of certain groups to pass the test.
Are you afraid
and
that that's going to
every 4 years?
Are you afraid that that's going to give you less qualified firefighters who can't?
Well, I don't know if you can be, you know, empirically proven of that, but at least the idea should be that the test should be made to get the best qualified candidate.
But given the nature of demographics in New York City, Josh, and given the nature of the job of being a firefighter, don't you think it's kind of really crazy at this point that it's still a 90% white core?
Well, I mean, again, you're asking questions that I'm not qualified to answer as to the reasons why.
Can I
you know,
grab
I mean, these are. But you, let me just put a point that one other thing.
Go ahead.
And I missed the first part of the program, so
sure.
Maybe I missed it.
Okay.
But the applicant pool is drawn from the surrounding counties as well. So when you talk about, you know, 27%.
New York City. It's not just
right.
New York City. And we're going to run out of time in a minute, so I got to go, Josh. But Michael Aronson from the Daily News.
Yeah, I just want to address Josh's concern. We're convinced they didn't change the test. They didn't make it easy or make it harder, because the exact percentage of whites passed the old test, passed the new test. What changed was you had 13,000 whites then, 13,000 whites now. What changed is the number of non-whites. You went from 2,000 blacks taking it to 5,600. You went from 3,000 Hispanics to 5,600. Even the number of Native Americans went from 19, small number, up to 66. If you got those numbers up, and that is recruitment. If you had every person in the city of New York take this test, 8 million people, I'm convinced that the numbers that would come out would exactly mirror the ethnic racial population of the
All
city.
Right. We have 20 seconds left. The last word, Shana?
Sure. Well, I mean, you can see from the city's own numbers that that's not the case, because 17% of the people who signed up were black, and only 12% of the people who scored in that high band that'll probably get hired are black. They did radically redesign this test, and that certainly changed the numbers. About 40% of it is designed to measure non-cognitive skills.
Something is moving at very least. And Michael Aronson from the Daily News, Shana Cuddihy from Center for Constitutional Rights, thank you both very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Brian.
And check out our Brian Lehrer Show video collection at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We have recent excerpts from our Naomi Wolf interview, where she compared the U.S. to the Weimar Republic, and from Reverend Billy of the Church of Stop Shopping from last week. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.